That last day, sir, you going out on the pitch, must be fantastic.
Oh, it's a great feeling. A bit of a shock to the system at first, I'll be honest. But I mean, it's been a long 11 months now for myself, and you know, it's just great to be back out there with the lads.
Must have been some bad moments in those 11 months.
There was, and I mean, you know, I'd get back sort of fit and out running, and something would feel not quite right, then break down, and you know, it turned out there was an issue that needed surgery, and hopefully, you know, that's put it all behind me. And still, it's took me 6 months to sort of get to this position where I'm fit and pain-free, you know, mostly. And to get out there on the pitch again was just brilliant.
And was there any nerves, any sort of trepidation about it?
Not nerves really for the football side of it, just really my body, I think, really, and how it was going to hold up. And, you know, I think 30 minutes is a good introduction, and I'm really pleased to get that done.
What's the next move then? Just keep on stepping up the minutes?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, just get as fit as possible. I mean, you know, I've got a lot to prove and a lot to give back, I think, to the club, as well as, you know, the fans haven't really seen a lot of me, and same with the manager. So I've got to get my feet right and impress as well. So.
As you say, you do feel that. You feel like you really want to show everybody.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, I think I've got, you know, a lot to give to the club. And, you know, last year sitting in the stands watching what happened was really frustrating, and hopefully I can be out there, you know, and give the team something else.
How do you think it's shaping up so far?
It looks good. I mean, new lads look fit and strong, and you know, firing. There's goals going in, and there's a good energy around the place, so it's looking positive.
There's competition there, isn't there? There's in the side, especially in your area, midfield.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that's good. I mean, you know, you always want to be challenged, and no one wants it easy and just coast through games. So, you know, you always want to be watching your back and trying to play the best you can.
It must have been horrible looking on last year. Is so much changed and so much went on. I mean, it's four managers since you last played, isn't it? Which
I know,
is just absurd.
I mean, I played 4 minutes of Mark Yates, and then we had four managers, and it was crazy. I mean, I'd be in the gym watching out training, and you know, I never really got to get involved with any of them, really. Yeah. So it's very strange and very frustrating, but I'm just so glad to be that behind me now.
With that happening to you, you must have obviously feared the worst at some stages and thought, when's it going to happen again? Does that sort of make you even more determined to make the most of almost, it's like a second chance for you with that?
It is, yeah. I mean, I had some dark times during, you know, last season where there's times I actually thought to myself, I'm hanging my boots up, that I'd never play again. It was that, you know, that frustrating, and the pain barrier was, you know, I couldn't get through it, and it was so, you know, it was dark, and but people around me were positive, family, and you know, the physio was great, and always said it'd be right in the end, and that's proved it today.
Yeah, because I think it was originally you 6 weeks that you thought you would be out. You made the first comeback, and then they sort of spotted the second issue that required the surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you know, I had everything. I had oxygen chambers, blood injections, countless X-rays, scans, and everything, and it was only like Christmas time really that it was picked up that this tendon had sort of reattached itself to the Achilles and needed pulling out. So very frustrating, and all the doctors and everyone said it was an odd one to get, which you know, as a footballer you just want straightforward injuries and you'll be back.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel better than you're a medical freak or something like
interesting,
that.
Interesting, calling it. Wasn't good. No.
And you said you're pain free mostly. Is that just a case of getting the rest of your body used to getting up to speed again?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I sort of chucked in the deep end after not doing a lot really during the summer. I was still having treatment during the summer while everyone was on holiday. So, you know, first day back was, you know, running and trying to catch the pack. So, but it's been good. I mean, the first few weeks have been good, and I am feeling half normal again, so that's good.
Does the first thing come in when you're going for that first 50-50? I noticed you sort of went in for one today.
Yeah.
Do you want to have that?
I'm quite looking forward to one, actually.
Getting a kick on it, just to put your own mind at rest.
Yeah, I think when I'm fit enough to get to them, then I'm looking forward to it. It won't put me off the challenge,
Excellent.